Father and Mother, everyone. Thank Father at this time to read out of the Holy Bible, King James Version, in St. Matthew, chapter 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. For when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Yes. I repeat that. That thine alms may be in secret, and that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
peace, everyone. Yeah, we all are again. There I sit and stand. In the unity of the spirit, of mind, of aim, and of purpose, among you I am, as I have been, for the self-same purpose and for the self-same call, I come. And I say, by the unity of the spirit, a mind of aim and a purpose, I have brought you all together for the self-same cause as in the beginning of the creation. Aren't you glad? In the beginning of the creation, God created everything. And he saw that it was good and very good. Aren't you glad? We are happy to say many things are brought forth from time to time that we may not necessarily desire to make organizational. But we are happy to present to the world and to all mankind generally a sample and an example of this unity. The unity of the spirit, a mind of aim and a purpose, and the fellowship one with the other. It's marvelous to behold the great unfoldment of this righteousness as exemplified. For it is contagious, and it is as much universalizable, and God has actually universalized this great unfoldment of real brotherhood. A little while ago, when the vice president was speaking, I believe, she mentioned something about they or you all designed my personal presence. But since I am universal and impersonal, since I'm interracial, I am international, since I am in reality infinite by nature, I need not be here personally. Just think of those in other countries far away, places wherein I am not personally gone and have no anticipation of doing so. Yet I am with them and just as operative and just as expressive as I am here with thee. Aren't you glad? If you recognize the omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence of God, and realize this beautiful light as exemplified, the omnilusions of God universalized and even impregnated, reincarnated, and personified, you will recognize my presence wheresoever you are. That's why I have said, you need not contact me personally, especially. You need not see me personally, especially, since I am omnipresent and operative and expressive universally, even invisibly. For as it was in the beginning, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. I heard you say by composition, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. If you worship me conscientiously, sympathetically, harmoniously, and sincerely, in the beauty of holiness, I will be with you. I will express through you, by you, and with you, where and when I am not personally seen. That's why men count God as invisible. And one writer caught the thought according to his conviction, according to the record of the version of the people. No man has seen God at any time. That was a thought conveyed to humanity and through humanity. But they did say by another glimpse of the mystery of the scripture, but the only begotten of the Father, he has declared him. And it also says, by going a little deeper into the mystery of the ever and omnipresence of God, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, coming into your experience and into your dispensation and into your realm. The Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, he said. But until that time, You did not receive him so effectively. But it's written, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. How many things I could say, but as aforesaid, it is not necessary for me to speak so much. As I have predestinedly promised, as recently promised, to preach Christ in words, but more so in deeds and in action, I will put my spirit in the people and cause them to walk in my statutes. Aren't you glad? God in the midst of you is teaching you how to walk in his law and to keep his precepts, whereby you can read line upon line and precept upon precept and be able to comprehend and understand there is a supernatural presence working among you for the betterment and for the advancement of every one of you. But I thought tonight, as I had been quite busy, being up all day yesterday and all night before last, and all night last night, and coming down, reading and proofreading all the way from Jersey, arriving here around 9 o'clock, starting my never ending and never failing work, as though I was starting it as it had not been begun. Therefore, I am to be quite apparently late in arriving. But I thought to say, and I did say, even though I happen to be apparently away, I knew my spirit could carry the work on just as effectively. Could carry it on just as effectively for the election of officers and trustees, and just as effectively for any other business. As I say, when I came in, the meeting was over, and they said they re-elected all of the original officers by a blanket vote. But I say, did you or did they elect a bishop, founder, and pastor. I am not confined to you, organization. I am not bound to you, organization. Every nation, every language, every tongue, and every people have a right to me as well as you. Oh, it is written of me out of one blood. God formed all nations of men for to dwell upon the face of the whole earth. That's why no dogma or no nation or no creed or no color or no race can confine or bind me. The same as contrary to what I am to receive a letter this morning. Someone wanted to do something for their people and thought I had some people. I said, if that person was a follower of mine or a member of mine or a child of mine, they would know they are not bound to races, creeds, and our color. That is what has brought about warfare and bloodshed even until now. All because of the divisibility among the people and families and kindreds of the earth. When I did say, let there be no division among you, even in building the tower up into heaven, we know that I cause them to be one people. Yes, sir. And I, in the name of whom you say I am, say, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them to do that which they have imagined to do. They were building the tower, as so to speak, up into heaven. And trying to do it erroneously. But because they were one and had united, consolidated there, I say nothing would be restrained from them to do that which they had imagined to do. Now, how about you? And how much more should all of us do when we know we are building up the temples of the living God not erroneously, but in the positive, and according to the plan and the purpose of the Almighty. When you are one with me, and one with all, and all in one, as one, nothing will be restrained from you to do that which you have imagined to do. Aren't you glad? And I said, live in this unity of the Spirit, a mind of aim and a purpose. And if there be a sense of division among us, I advise you to let it go. For all bigotry, all prejudice, and all selfishness must go. And God alone shall reign. And none shall slightly hinder me, nor retard my summer's advance. Oh, what a privilege to live in this recognition, to be self-denied, consecrated, a living sacrifice, and be unified to the extent that you are willing for all self to go. For he that seeketh his own, he seeketh death. But first, sickness, sorrow, misery, and woe. It come first, sickness, sorrow, misery, and woe. There are many things I could say along this line, but I heard you sing, and I heard you say, what are they doing in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all done away? There is no more sickness, no more death. There are no more diseases, no more misery, no more disappointment and failure. If you live according to my teaching, the reason you have misery, disappointment and failure, the reason you have to continue to call the undertakers and the doctors, it's all because you are not of me. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water of life. And there will be no sickness, sorrow, no accidents, no pain, and no death. You will not have a blowout. Oh. Now, many things I could say, but as aforesaid, I have long since declared, I will preach Christ in words, but more so in deeds and in actions. And I will put my spirit in the masses, yea, in the people, and cause them to walk in my statutes. And I say, if you recognize my presence and live it and get rid of selfishness and other fellishness, get rid of races, creeds, and colors, and live my life as I have exemplified it among you, every last one of you will be well, healthy, and happy, and you will not have a heyday. There are many things I can say, but dropping thought by thought, through word by word, I am in hope that you will conceive these thoughts and endeavor to live according to my mind and spirit by getting rid of all of your hate and prejudice and jealousy and bigotry and every bit of the other fellowships. Someone wants to be bigger than now. I say someone wants to be bigger than the other. Want to be greater, want to be bigger. Want others to look up to them at the name of Jesus Christ, whom you say I am. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. For I bear in my body the life of Christ personified.